your jail cells. I hate your bars. I hate your chains. I hate these laws. Women in the shadows, behind the shade.
That's the music of Canadian singer and songwriter Faith Nolan. We're exploring the topic of music in prison today, and that's something that Faith Nolan knows about. She's been going into prisons for the past 25 years, doing music therapy with prisoners. And she joins us on the line from her home in Toronto. Hi, Faith. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
First off, I just wanted to ask you a bit about the work you do inside prisons.
Well, I try to, you know, use music to empower women who are in prison, you know, use songs to kind of... When I used to do a program at Kingston Penitentiary for women, it used to decrease people's flashing and isolation, and music as sort of a mantra for social change and justice, and try to, you know, let people know through the songs that, you know, it's often the state that's responsible for their situations, because a lot of Native women are in prisons, obviously, in Canada. Certainly women of color have a disproportionate rate. You know, 95% of women who go to jail are poor, sexual abuse survivors, things like that. So the music that I do really tells those stories, and hopefully through telling those stories, it tells the women, you know what, you really didn't have a fair chance in this world. You know, so that's basically it.
So what exactly do you do with music therapy?
Just, you know, have the women learn songs, and also do songwriting with them, where they tell their stories and experiences. And, you know, voice is a very, anytime you sing, you release endorphins, which really, you know, makes you happy and calms you down. And then just voicing things lets out a lot of emotional things that could be bottled up. And I did a workshop at Edmonton Institution for Women last month, and you know, the women shared a lot of, we did a lot of Native songs together. They shared their songs, I shared some songs, and we did some drumming, and we talked about, you know, the life in prison and life on the outside, and did that through, you know, blues lyrics and blues lines where they could sort of make up their own words.
So how do they react when you bring in your guitar and your drums and get them singing?
Oh, the women love it. I mean, they really, really look forward to it. And, you know, we also do songs like that they know or that they want to hear. I'll try and learn, you know, different tunes like TLC, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, with the guy that has AIDS. So, you know, they're really happy, and they're mostly very, very, you know, a lot of participation, a lot of singing. You know, it's very healing for them and for me too. I mean, a lot of prisoners will say, well, you know, that's the best time I ever had in my life. You know, this was just like, what a time, we had such joy. And it's, for a lot of women it is, because they've never really done any group singing. And if you haven't done group singing, you know, or group drumming, there's such a high to be had out of it, you know, like human beings, the heartbeat, the drum of the nation, and all of that, the voice, you know, the first thing you hear when you're born is the voice. And so hearing all of those voices, and we do songs, one song that we do is where you just sort of say people's names and you sing it. So everyone sings one person's name and then the next. But whenever that happens, it's like you can just see the joy, or, you know, come over the women. Like, it's just incredible. Like, nobody's ever sung their name before. So it's almost like a praise. And there's a lovely song by, I think, Libby Broderick, called How Could Anyone Ever Tell You Anything Less Than Beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you're less than loved? How could anyone fail to notice that your love has been a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul? That song, I mean, I think when women love that, they, like, please give me the words to that, you know? Because it's really, for some women, it's maybe the first time they're being told that they're loved and they're beautiful, just in their humanity, because they come from a lot of abuse, you know? So it's great.
What are the challenges that you face doing music therapy inside prison?
Well, I mean, I think like in prisons, you're not allowed to bring in so many things. Like I couldn't bring in pens. I can't record, you know, which would be nice. Sometimes to record the women singing the songs and then be able to give them copies of it, you know, on CD and say, okay, here are the songs that we sing, go and listen to them. But they don't have record, they don't have CD players to listen to it. And they're not allowed, I'm not allowed to give them anything. So that's kind of a challenge, right? They can't keep things. And I can't really give them paper. They're not allowed to take paper from me. And so those are pretty, those are some pretty big restrictions sometimes.
Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I think when I was 11, I got locked up for breaking entry. And then when I was 19, I got locked up for, I'm trying to remember what it was, just for banging on somebody's door and not leaving, and then the police came and got me. And I was high on drugs, so they took me to the mental institution. So then I was locked up in a mental institution in a lockdown facility myself. So I always, you know, remembered my experiences of being locked up, and I thought I wanted to sort of be involved with other people who also came from my same working class background and knew about, you know, some of those same things. And I wanted them to sort of be okay, because I wanted to be okay. So I think that's what really kind of involved me in it. But I think knowing that music really kind of changed my life and helped me, you know, to survive so many things with, like, pimps and drugs and criminals all around me, that I just think music's been such an outlet. As you can see, for most, a lot of black people and Native people or poor people, and that's a way out, you know, of a harsh existence. Because, you know, you don't have money to go to whatever it is, skiing or take piano lessons. So if you can do something, then you have a chance to have a better life.
Now, music therapy isn't available to all prisoners. It's just only available in some select prisons. Do you think it should be available in more prisons?
Oh, I think all of the arts, you know, arts is such an incredible emotional outlet for everyone, right? So I believe art should be music, dance, theater. Those are all tools that you use, you know, that to develop social skills and emotionally cope with life. So, yeah, it should definitely be available.
And you're hoping to expand your own music therapy program. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, my program is paid for by the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario. So they give me so much per workshop, an honorarium, which allows me to be able to, like, you know, pay for gas and instruments and stuff and eat. And we want to expand it into the Grand Valley, which is a federal institution in Kitchener for women. And also there's another jail, in, another smaller jail that EDFO, or Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, is looking into expanding into as well. So we're hoping to be able to expand the program, you know, through unions and social justice groups.
What's the connection between the Elementary Teachers Federation and prison?
Well, I guess, you know, those are their students. They were the students at one point. But, no, I think that the connection is the, you know, most unions do social justice. Like, almost every union has a women's committee, an anti-racist committee, you know, an anti-poverty committee, things like that. So this ties in nicely with the agenda for, you know, helping women in poverty.
What do you get out of bringing music to these women?
Well, for me, ever since I first played in a prison in Philadelphia that was all black, I realized that so many of the people who I grew up with were also being put into prison, and I get out of it, you know, one, I have great class solidarity because that's where I come from, and so I get to be hanging around people that are kind of understand me, and I understand them, so I get that. Which is really nice because you don't get that. You know, a lot of social justice work is pretty middle class and stuff. So I get that, and I get a really, really great great jams with these women. You know, we really have some great singing. I mean, it's just really phenomenal, the kind of participation that happens. And I get a real sense of where I want to be, which is, you know, this has always been my dream, to work with women in prisons and homeless women. Because I believe, as Angela Davis told me when I was young, that it's only when our most oppressed rise, so do we all. And I think that women in prison and homeless women are some of the most oppressed women in society, and particularly women of color in those categories.
Do you think they use the music more as a way to explore what they've gone through, or more to escape? And
you can't really escape what you've gone through. You can, I think, be proud of yourself for surviving. You know, that they've gone through so much and still survived, I mean, is a superhuman feat. And know that, you know, of course, I think give themselves a pat on the back for having survived. And realize that they, you know, because, I mean, I think a lot of people just really blame themselves, right? The fact that they were raped as a child or whatever, they forget about that. The fact that they were beaten as a child, they forget about that. They just get in jail and they say, well, look, I'm a bad person. The fact that they were on the street and had no money, maybe as a child thrown out into the street by their parents, they forget about that, you know, that they had to prostitute, and that the prostitution caused pain, and the painful childhood caused them to self-medicate. You know, but they weren't privy to having Prozac and therapy. So they did the best they could. So I think in the music, that's kind of what I'm trying to tell people, you know? And I think when they sing back to me, they know that too sometimes, and they tell me through their songs, you know?
Well, that's great that you're able to bring them that joy and that reprieve from what they have to live through. Keep up the good work, and we'll have to check in with you later when you've expanded your program and brought it inside Grand Valley.
Well, that would be lovely, Tiffany. That would be great. Thanks for doing this show. And
thanks so much for talking to us, Faith.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking to Faith Nolan. She's a Canadian singer and songwriter who goes inside Canadian prisons to do music therapy with women. And this is her song, Sisters in the Shadow.
I hate your jail cells. I hate your bars. I hate your chains. I hate these lies.